Today's daf is daf kafchet. We started on the top of the ma'alif, going different proofs if a person is allowed to take judgment into his own hands or not. We saw that that was a machloket. Part number two of the daf was if somebody's meaning taking judgment in his own hands, meaning not having to go to the Beit Din and just taking judgment into your own hands and going and doing what needs to be done. Part number two was if somebody's jug broke in the Rishut HaRabim, right, this new Mishnah, and the water spilled and the person, you know, tripped and got hurt. We had a machloket. The first opinion said you're liable. The second opinion said Rabbi Yehuda says only if you had that intention, but if you didn't have that intention, then you would not be liable. Part number three of the daf in the Amud Bed was talking about if someone's stone, knife, or weight was placed in the Rishut HaRabim. So we said that's similar to, according to Shmuel, it's similar to a pit, and you'd be liable on damages of a person, not on a kelim. Whereas Rav said, no, it's similar to one's money, and therefore you'd be liable on kelim, not on damages of a person. And the last part of the daf is the bottom of the page on Amud Bed, which says that
it's specifically when the person not only tripped, but he had to have tripped on the stone and actually broke his cleat on the stone, and only then would it be liable. But if he tripped on the floor and he broke it on the stone, that would be not liable.